Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Thanks for joining us this Sunday morning. Dom Giordano with you, Education and Parenting. We'll be joined by the First Lady of Education, Kathy Gana, coming up with her tips of the week. Now, I was on a local TV show, Fox 29, recently debating State Senator Anthony Williams, because the State Senate in Pennsylvania is poised and did pass, now it has to go through the House, a bill to say if a local school district, and there are restrictions, psychological training, testing, all that stuff, wants to arm teachers, administrators, something like that in their school district to prevent the stuff that we've seen around the country, they should be able to do that. I mean, it's based upon local control, should it not be? And there are controls built into this. Here's a little bit of how it sounded when I brought it up with listeners, and some of the objections were incredibly fierce. What about the fact that school boards are elected to make decisions like this? No one's saying they have to do it. It's saying if they want to do it, they should have that option. Don't worry, the lunch lady is not going to shoot someone. Welcome in, everyone. I was on Fox 29 this morning. Yesterday, the state senate, not here in the southeast, passed a bill. If the Republicans would all go with it, it would override Governor Wolf's veto. And to me, it would deter lunatics who want to come into your kid's school, schools in general, and shoot them for God knows what reason. So yesterday, the state senate voted 28-22 to say, with training, background checks, and psychological evaluations ongoing, that workers in schools, that includes the lunch lady, I don't know about Janitor Willie, whether or not he'll be able to pack a gun, teachers, principals, vice principals, and the like, would be able to stop someone, or at least have a fighting chance at doing that, that comes into your school. So getting ready for Fox 29. I'm reading through this article this morning, and it says it was bipartisan. Two Democrats agreed with this. 14 Democrats, including every Philadelphia state senator, voted, along with all eight state senators that are Republican that are from southeastern Pennsylvania. So most of our listeners, or a great number of our listeners, you're in a district. Your state senator, and here's the broader point out of this whole gun thing. This is another vote of, I think, the state senators that could be congressmen in the suburbs. I get Philadelphia. They're anti-gun. They just, that's all the only thing that they care about. But does that reflect your thinking? These eight state senator Republicans in our area, guys like Mert, Stuart J. Greenleaf, they woke him up. Thomas Killian, Robert Tomlinson, Mensch, McElhenney, McGargle, Rafferty. What are these people thinking? What would their answer be to protect kids? Now, Daylon Leach, the guy we had on, is going to run against Pat Mee, and you may remember him last week. It was a wild time. He was a leader on the other side, and he read from the Sandy Hook educators who survived. Now, I try to point to what happened, what was it, 2 weeks ago now, when Republicans were shot at. The only thing that saved them from massive carnage were you had two people there who were able to return fire. I also made the point, I trust people listening, NRA certified, people that really know this stuff, that are really up to, I trust them more than I do some police officers, particularly in Philadelphia. They don't want to fire a weapon, and they can't fire a weapon, and they shouldn't fire a weapon, some of them. That's a dirty secret that's out there. Plus, the cops are not going to save you or your kid. So here's Daylon Leach out there from the suburbs. Here's what he said yesterday during this debate about this idea of having someone there who's a school worker, certified psychological exam, whatever the bars are. Do that so that a maniac can at least have to deal with someone firing at them rather than just mowing down children. Here's Daylon Leach.
To put, you know, an algebra teacher or an art teacher in the position of fighting it out with somebody with a powerful weapon is just not, with no training other than how to handle the weapon and no psychological training at all, is just, doesn't make any sense.
All right, what's the answer then? Well, the answer is, let's hope this doesn't happen. That's what the answer is. Now, here's the part, Daylon Leach making the point about these educators. These are the survivors from Sandy Hook. And with all due respect to what they suffered, they say, in the letter that he reads, they wouldn't have wanted to be armed. I mean, the mania of this. So what are you going to do? You feel better that you can sit there and look at innocent children being mowed down? Aside from Alex Jones listeners, you have your own delusions. Here's a little bit more of Daylon Leach.
We were taking care of terrified children huddled into coats and backpacks behind closed doors, listening to 145 gunshots unleashed in 5 minutes in the classrooms and hallway of our elementary school. We did not know where the perpetrator was or how many there were, nor could we leave our terrified students. It's completely unrealistic to think that an educator with a gun would have been able to take down the gunman without interfering with law enforcement's response or harming or killing other educators or, God forbid, children. You must understand how fast shootings happen and how chaotic and confusing it is. We had no way to determine from whom and from where the gunfire was coming. This is not the movies. In 5 minutes, 26 people were dead in our school, 20 first graders and 6 adults. Moreover, unsecured guns carried by individuals can be left unattended, accidentally discharged, or wrestled from the carrier, and all those pose significant risk to children and adults alike.
Here's a point that I made. All this did yesterday, and it goes to the assembly next, all it did is this to those 8 Republicans out in the suburbs. It said a school district can make this decision if they want. It didn't say every school district had to do this or sanction it. If Philadelphia says to its teachers, no, we don't want you, even if you have concealed carry, whatever it is, we don't want you bringing that into schools, then they can't do it. Why would we stop the freedom of a school district in these places in Pennsylvania that get it? Why would we stop them from making a decision to protect their kids? And with all due respect to the Sandy Hook educators, you know, you got to give them a wide berth here. That doesn't mean they're right. That's insane. Here's the broader thing out of this that I'd love you to think about. It's a constant theme of mine. What do we make of the 8 Pennsylvania senators that are within sound of my voice out there in Chester, Bucks, Montgomery, and Delaware County? All of them voted with the Democrats. If those 8 Republicans would vote with the other Republicans and 2 Democrats, this would be veto-proof. They're reflecting what they think. Here's how they're doing this. They know, if in my mind they do the right thing and they vote for the local school district to decide, they feel the activists, the people in their suburban area, go nuts. If they vote against it, they feel there'll be no backlash. They're out there in these suburbs that are mild, country club Republicans. So you can make any standard you want for the person that's going to protect with the weapon. Constant psychological testing, marksmanship, whatever, NAR. So I'm not going to go into the weeds. You can do that. I maintain a lot of these people are better than cops anyhow. These cops in Philadelphia, come on, I'm inside this. You know it and I know it. Some of them shouldn't be allowed to carry a gun or walk a dog. They're that bad. So what do you do during those 180 seconds or so? Or in the case of Columbine, when the cops wouldn't go in? You just get mowed down. And these Sandy Hook educators, just think of the irrationality, how anti-gun you have to be to say you would not have rather had a weapon to protect kids and stop other kids from being killed. All you're doing is praying then as the guy reloads. Isn't that what it comes down to? 855-839-1210. I'm not even thinking a lot of these people that they would put in the schools if they had the funding. I don't think they're so highly trained or such geniuses at dealing with this. 855-839-1210. Broader point, though. Here is another. What do we make of the fact that all eight Pennsylvania state senators in our area, every single one of them, voted in lockstep against this? They just believe, again, the soccer moms in the suburbs are appalled by this and they want to wish it away. It's just another example of the mentality of what they think the suburbs is all about. Let's go to the callers. Let me go to Rich in Lakewood to start off. Rich, go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, Dom. Listen, they're being confronted with it anyway. That's my point. That's it. You're being confronted with it. As teachers, you're being confronted with it. If you don't have a gun, and you don't want a gun, I guess that's okay. But what are you going to do when you're confronted with it?
Well, my point is this. Then they can pray. They can do whatever they want. Why would they vote? Wait a minute.
Their obligation is to protect the children.
Well, wait a minute.
Look,
that aside, here's the big question here. The big question is this. If you don't want this in your local school district, you can vote against it. Why would you prevent other school districts from doing it if they want to?
You know what? I would think that where I live in New Jersey, in Hunterdon County here, I know a lot of the people would probably vote for it because we're okay with it. Listen, Dom, I used to have a carry permit in PA, okay, because it was reciprocated through a bunch of
right.
other places. When I got into Jersey, before I got into Jersey, I had to stop the car, take the car.
We know all about it. I don't want to go in the weeds of all the point. I get that, though. This is a freedom issue, and the bigger issue here to me, I'm not going to go down in the weeds of the guns thing. Why would the eight Pennsylvania state senators in our area in lockstep vote against this? Do they all believe that? Or do they believe the suburbs are a place where the only thing you have to do is put an R in front of your name, be a rhino? It shouldn't be R in front of this. It should be R-I-N-O, and you'll get reelected time after time. That's what it seems to be, and it goes to the Congress people. All right, as I said, I stand where I stand. I've been called a maniac for saying I've been in schools. I know what happens, and I know what happens, sadly. If you don't have protections in there, this would be the final fault line. Sure, a shooter could kill somebody, but he's not going to stand there and murder innocent children without somebody returning fire. Coming up, the First Lady of Education, Kathy Gannon, here with her tips of the week. Alrighty, everybody. It's the middle of the summer, but this is a great time of the year to do things with your kids that might be subtle but very effective. Let's bring in the First Lady of Education, Kathy Gannon, here with her tips of the week. Kathy, what do you have this week?
Well, you did a great little lead for me. That's a very good way of saying it. They're subtle things, but they're very effective and very important. One of the calls that I had this week from a parent is a graduate, and the child was doing so well this year as a whole, as a senior. And she said, you know, after graduation, the week was really good, and then the next week a little worse. And this is a student who is, for the first time, is going away to college, and his self-esteem is not where it should be. It came up a lot in his high school years at New Hope Academy, but this is a whole new ballgame that the seniors who are now grads are playing with this college piece. So students, if they did very well, a lot of them sometimes have high anxiety and feel overwhelmed because now the expectation is that they'll be that kind of good, great student, and they're afraid that in college they won't be able to hack it, it'll be too hard for them. And if students were a bit weaker during high school, but they can definitely do college. All of us remember graduating and thinking, how the heck did he ever do it? Or going to graduations years later and seeing different people. So I always say, hey, if I did it, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Help them to see that many people that aren't brilliant have gotten through college. So this kid's just trying to irk the parents to death and get in trouble, and that's all part of a process that the kids usually that have their worst summer are the closest to their parents, whether the parents believe it or not, because they're playing with that whole idea of being on their own, So they try to have no connection. But deep down, they also want more time with the parent because they are very nervous. So just a few little strategies. One is just be careful the kids don't, you know, feed their anger and their agitation. Err on the side of the child. Assume that this is aggravation because of the fact that they're insecure about going away. And even if they're not going away, it's still a whole other experience. Many of them start basically next month, even if it's the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're feeling that now. And that fear can definitely turn them into crazy people. So being aware as a parent, so if grandparents are listening, you know, remind your kids that these grandchildren of yours are definitely struggling with the fact that they're about to undergo a huge transition. So if just being aware is a strategy. The second thing is really talk more about college and everything. Try to have more opportunities to share with them how did you feel. What was something funny or nerve-wracking that happened to you your first few months, your first few weeks? Again, parents so underestimate the power of a chat with the kids when they're adolescents. Whether they act like they want to do it or they don't, they're listening in spite of everything. So even at the table with other kids telling the story, if they won't, you know, if you're the type that you don't think would just sit and talk to you, telling these stories, they can hear. They don't miss a trick at this age.
Mm-hmm.
So also, you know, let them see enthusiasm. They want to see the parents enthusiastic and also saying, we're going to miss you. But if they're not leaving, you just say, you know, look, let's. We thought maybe we'd get you a bigger desk for college because, you know, you have the desk you had since sixth grade. And, you know, Mom and I were looking at a desk over at such and such place. So being involved and showing them that this is a family thing about them going to college, that helps a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Also, discuss some of the scenarios that maybe they're worried about. And if it's a certain kind of child that you know, if you use the word worry, they'll freak out, then you just say, you know, is there any way that I can help you to get anything together for college? Do you need this or that? Summer's a great time. Really use it. If they're going to Temple or they're going to Villanova or they're going to another state, a trip, if at all possible.
Mm-hmm.
To go to the bookstore, get them one of the big bulky sweatshirts for the fall that has their school on it. Anything that keeps them out of the depression and out of the anxiety and gives them some kind of joy helps them till they actually get their feet wet and relax a little bit. And this is where summer can just drive families so much apart that when they do go away, they'll hesitate to call back because they know, the kids know when they've acted like idiots, and, you know, by 18, they know that it was their fault, et cetera. So if you have the clout with the kids, sit down with them, any kind of papers they received. Most kids don't read anything that they're getting. They might skim it a bit. But just acting like you're reading it to all three kids or whatever, read the pages to them. You know, crisis could be averted just by
sure.
the one time that they've heard the rules. Other siblings, I'd love, if it's not that far, that families take all the siblings to the campus, roam it a little bit. Even though she says, oh, I had my tour and all this, I just want the other kids to see where you're going to be. And even though you're only going to be at LaSalle, it's still, you know, campus is part of your life. You might be there all day. I want the other kids to know where you are. So you'd be surprised again. It's okay if they say, no, 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 I don't want to do it. Just keep pushing. We can't force teenagers to do too much, but we can sure push them harder than many people do. So start very early. It's a great time. As I said, it is the middle of July now, and some of them will be back to school in a month. Some of them maybe 5 or 6 weeks, but It's coming very closely. So, you know, anything that they need prepared for, whether they're going to supposed to get a couple pairs of new jeans, new sneakers, if they're going out to, you know, get something in their book bag looks atrocious, see if you can give them a new book bag for college. So anything that you do together keeps them from pulling apart in the wrong way. They do have to pull apart and realize that now, you know, they're in another ball game. But reinforce that you believe in the child and how much they have to believe in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fun time for them, and make sure that as September comes, that you take time, whether by phone or in person, to listen to what they have to say and to encourage them a little bit. But it is hard. You have to give them up when they move away, but if they stay nearby, you have to give them up too. So little by little, that journey begins, and it is different when they're home. So maybe next week or another week we'll talk about kids who stay nearby and live at home and go to college, and that has its own tough times, as well as when they go away, and they have no limits, and they have to set their own boundaries.
Exactly. All right, yeah, that's a deal, Kathy.
So we will wish you all a good week with all those seniors and that are now grads and going on to college, and have a hope-filled week, everyone.
Thanks. That's Kathy Gannon, the First Lady of Education. Reach her at 800-300-0003, 800-300-0003. I'll see you Monday morning, ready to talk with you 9 until noon here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.